Hey guys, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the ideal dog trainer, but we're going to start in reverse. Or how would a less than ideal dog trainer be? Let's start with that and then we'll just reverse it. So if I wanted to be the wrong type of dog trainer, one of the things that I would do is I would know very little about my craft. I wouldn't have a whole lot of education. If I wanted to be a less than ideal dog trainer, I would also have a hard time explaining in layman's terms what I'm doing with the dog or what I did with the dog. And what I mean by that is when I speak to the owners, I would have a hard time if I wanted to be a less than ideal dog trainer, maybe not the best, I would not be able to communicate what I did or what I'm doing with the owner of the dog, with the client. So I would have a hard time explaining in a way that made sense to them. Look, if I go to a mechanic, if I go to a doctor, or just anywhere where the area of expertise is not on me, where I have to rely on a professional to tell me what is happening, if they are not able to explain it to me in layman's terms in a way that makes sense to me, that's a person that I don't want to do business with. To me, that's a person that just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. If you go to a doctor, you go to a mechanic, anywhere, okay, if you go somewhere where you have to have some sort of exchange with a professional, and that professional is unable to explain what they're doing, that's how you know your craft, okay? When you are able to articulate something complex in a way that would make sense to anybody. I can explain a very complex system to somebody who doesn't understand dog training because I can do it in a way that makes sense. I can use language that is not complex. I can do analogies, okay? I can do that. So if you are unable to do that, that just means you need a little bit of work to do. Maybe skill-wise, you are amazing. Okay, maybe knowledge-wise, you are amazing. Maybe you know the quadrants up and down, you know it in reverse, you know the history of behaviorism, you know all of that. But if you are unable to convey that to your average pet owner in layman's terms, that means there's just some work that you need to do. The other thing that I would do if I was not the best type of dog trainer is I would blame people. I would just blame things. I would blame the dog for not being the right dog. I would blame the owners for messing up the dog. I would blame the circumstances. I would blame whatever, anything. I would blame the neighbors. I would blame the owner's friends. I would blame so many things, right? There is so many things that I could possibly blame. But what I want to do is I want to be able to convey to the owner, look, here are some things that you need to change. And when I do that, I have to understand that the owner is going to fall short. They're not going to be 100% with it. Going back to another analogy, if I go to the mechanic and the mechanic tells me, dude, you've been using, cheap gas, or, you haven't been doing your oil change every 3,000 miles, and now we have to do this very expensive repair, or now your car needs this type of maintenance procedure because you didn't do these things. Look, the mechanic is the professional. I'm not a mechanic. I don't claim to be. I can only change a few things. I can change my oil. I can do very basic things. So when the mechanic tells me you need to do this, this, and this, I am going to fall short. I'm not always going to do it. I'm not always going to do it at 3,000 miles. I'm not always going to rotate my tires. These are things that I'm going to just fall short. Why? Because I'm not a mechanic. It's not my priority. I have other things to do. And so when I talk to a client, and when you talk to a client, you have to have that in the back of your head. They're going to fall short. So what do? You just give them extra. Tell them, look, I need you to be consistent, ridiculously consistent for like a year. That means no compromise. You cannot slack. And I will be in touch with them. Like, I actually have a service that revolves around follow-up support. They don't just get their dogs trained and then they go home and then I tell them good luck. I am in touch with them for months after. It is part of the service. It's not a freebie. It's not, out of the kindness of my heart. It is something that is very specific. Why I said it's not a freebie? because if it's a freebie, I'm not gonna put a lot of effort into it, right? I now make it part of my service. You're gonna get your dog trained, whether we do private lessons or boarding and training, but it is part of the service. You're going to get these many months of support where there are gonna be check-ins, and I already have it in my calendar. Okay, I know when it ends. I know how many times, how often I'm gonna be talking to this person, and I know that I am committed. If this person has any questions, I'm gonna be committed and I'm gonna let them know this is what we're gonna do. We need to jump on a phone call, we're gonna get on a phone call. I have the whole thing. I even have exclusive video library that is not on YouTube, that is actually for my clients where I can go watch this video. So this all revolves around follow-up because, like I said a moment ago, clients are gonna fall short. They're not going to, look, you tell a person, change your oil every 2,000 miles, don't use the cheap gas, rotate your tires every so often, they're not gonna do it. They're absolutely not going to do it. They're going to fall short. So what would be better? It'd be better if I had a mechanic that would tell me, hey, Will, you know, it's been this many miles, I'm just calling you to let you know, you gotta bring your car over for an oil change. Right, if the mechanic told me, hey, Will, it's been this, you know, this much time, how much have you driven your car? Okay, you have to rotate your tires. That's follow-up support, that's going above and beyond, and that's what I wanna do because I know my clients are not dog trainers. This is not a priority for them, and they're gonna fall short, so I have to go extra to let them know, you know, if I need them to do it for 8 months, I'm gonna tell them you gotta do it for a year because I know they're gonna fall short. If I need them to do it for 10 minutes, I'm gonna tell them you gotta do it for 15 minutes because they're gonna fall short. There is no need to blame, but the less than ideal dog trainer will go on a blaming spree. Okay, we don't wanna do that. The wrong type of dog trainer, the less than ideal dog trainer, they put a lot of emphasis on accomplishments, on ribbons, and you know, and I went to this seminar, and I've done this school, and I've done that, and I used to do this, and I did this. All of that is great. I'm not knocking it. I myself, I like to compete. I like to get the certificates. I like to get the titles. And I do it for me. I do it exclusively for me. I don't do it so other people can tell me, wow, you're amazing. That's not why I do it. But look, as much as I love the accomplishments, at the end of the day, they don't mean anything to my client. They really don't. So when you put a lot of emphasis into, you know, I've done this and I've done this and I've done that and I've done this and I've done this and that, and then I've gone to this seminar and I've learned from this guy and I've used to do this, that, and the other. Look, that's all great. There is nothing wrong with it. It is amazing that you did that. But it doesn't mean a whole lot to your client. Another analogy, I go to the mechanic, I'll go to the doctor. Look, if I need something fixed, if I need my shoulder adjusted, I'm not gonna look at the guy's plaques. I'm not gonna look at their certificates. I'm gonna do research on that person and I'm going to definitely make sure that there is evidence of knowledge and experience. But I'm not interested in looking at all the plaques that sometimes the doctors have on their, you know, on their wall. The same thing, if I go to my mechanic, I'm not looking at the plaques, I'm not looking at the certificates. Can you get can you get this fixed on my car? Perfect. Can you communicate it to me? Is it gonna be done well, properly? That's all I care about, right? The other stuff doesn't matter. So as a professional, I know my clients don't care. I compete in PSA. Most of them are gonna be like, what is PSA? Well, now I have to explain it. If it's not relevant to what I'm doing with them, it's not relevant at all. So it's not something that you really need to put a lot of emphasis on unless you have the right type of client that matters to them. You know, maybe you have a protection client, maybe PSA matters, right? Maybe if, for whatever reason, you have a client that has a dog that they want to do tracking with, and maybe the tracking seminars you've gone to, maybe that's important. That's great in that instance. But when it's not applicable, it doesn't matter. Why put emphasis on it? I know some really good dog trainers that don't have a whole lot of hardware, that don't have a whole lot of paperwork. They don't have a whole lot of, you know, that many plaques on their walls. They don't have all the certificates. So they don't have that, but they have the heart, they have the experience, they have the knowledge, they have the patience, and they're amazing dog trainers. And I know people that have all the certificates, you know, they've gone to all the seminars, they've done this and that and the other, and they could be a little bit better. So these are things, in my opinion, would make you not the best dog trainer. So how do we become better is by not putting a lot of emphasis on these things, by focusing on the client, by focusing on communication, by focusing on service delivery, follow-up. It boils down to what can I do for my client, what can I do for their dog, and how can I communicate this in a way that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for listening to me. I got this from this book. Some dude wrote it, Selecting the Right Dog Trainer. It's all right. I will check it out. See you guys in the next video.